And for a very deep piece, okay? So the next shtickle is a tiefer shtickle. Pasuk says, according to the wonderful smell of your oil, shemen turak shemecha, the oil which is poured out, alkein alomois, therefore the girls, aivucha, I love you. So the pasuk is referring that there's a kesher about the shemen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the alamois. And that's what's drawing the alamois to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So somehow, what is this referring to? So the Vilna Gaon basically says that we have a kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu from we have a college, that type of relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the Alamais, which are basically everybody else, which means the Umas Ha'olam, they are running after Kadosh Baruch Hu because of the Reach of the Shemen. That's the structure of the Pasuk. So there's a lot of stuff here. He starts off the Gra. And he says there's two types of shmonim in the pasuk. There's reach shmonecha, there's the smell of the shmonim, and there's the shemen which is poured out. Both of those, so this sounds like there's three types of shmonim, right? Because there's two shmonim that have reach, and one shemen which is poured out. And that creates a draw for the alamos.
Not the same.
I'm just reading, the pasuk.
It's not the
So
same
far.
shaman.
No, that's it. No. So Reach Shmonecha, Shemen Turak. So the Gra says that there's three types of Shmonim in the Mishkan. There's Shemen HaMa'ar, Shemen which is used to mayor, that's one Koyach and Shemen. There's Shemen HaMishcha, which is the smell of the Shemen. So Shemen gives light and Shemen gives fragrance. The Shemen HaMenachos gives flavor. The shemen turak is the shemen that gives smell. That also draws them. Okay, why are the Umas Ha'olam called girls? Girls sounds like unmarried women. Alamais, like free agents.
Not to touch our smoke,
They're not
either.
connected to anybody, that's why.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because they don't have a relationship with anybody. It means that it's not like they're loyal to their Avodah Zarah.
Okay.
Right? They're loyal to whatever is going to be good for them at that particular moment. Right? So Memela, they are Alamais, and they have a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, let us now I think we're not going to be able to learn inside right now till tomorrow what he says here, because what he says here is kind of I didn't understand what he was talking about.
As opposed to everything else.
And I can pretend at least. So he basically says like this, back to the Zohar Nekeva issue, which means that there's always a way Hashem's Mashpia in the world of Zohar Nekeva is the Mashpia and the Mekabel. We, Klal Yisrael, is the Mekabel. We're Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means that just like the Zohar expresses himself in the Nekeva, in other words, for the hashpah of the Zohar is in the Mekabel and the Nekeva, and the Nekeva expresses it. So that's the koyach of Shemayim and Aretz. The Shemayim gives rain and the Aretz produces the pears. Every Mekabel is that way. So we, in a sense, are the Nekevas of the whole Bria. Because Klal Yisrael accepts the hashpah of the whole Bria and brings out the Ratzon Hashem in the Bria. Pretty high level. Now, this is where it starts getting funny over here. So the way the Gross says it, for the purpose of his shtickle, is that there's a very big difference between the Umas Ha'olam and Klal Yisrael. Says the Umas Ha'olam are Bechinas Shemaim, and we are Bechinas Aretz. Says the Umas Ha'olam are, he like, says a few things like that. He says, Yisrael is from the land. So the goyim, they are mekabel from shemayim. We are mekabel from the aretz. Sounds like they're higher than us. Then he says, lachena umo is get from the chama. And Yisrael counts to the Levana.
Right.
Everything is Tifkay and everything is unbelievable. So the question is, and he said, that's why Goyim could learn Torah B'Ksav but not Torah B'Al Peh. Now,
how do Rosh Kol say that the Umas Ha'el are doing the Shemayim or they're Mekabel in the Shemayim?
He says, their Hashpah is in the Shemayim. They get me, we only get minarets. So they get from the shirts from who, right? So how does that make sense? How did that make sense?
Doesn't it mean that minarets, because Klal Yisrael could take it and bring something out?
So this is the point. The point is, so I found shiurim from Rabbi Lapiansky on the Grand Chair Share. So he has 4 45-minute shiurim on this pasuk. With 115 shiur on the first few profitable shiur. So I found this as I listened to this pasuk to understand a little bit what he was talking about. So basically that's what he said, that you saw that you just said. More or less the word is like this, that even though it's counterintuitive, shadows like this. He gave over like a mushroom. Said that, let's say a parent has two children. One child is special needs, and one child is quote unquote regular child. So, what's considered being a good parent? The good parent is that you give the special child, the special needs child, everything they need. Everything, because they can't do anything themselves. So you give and give and give directly. Right? And if they have to put on their shoes, you put on their shoes for them. And if they have to get put on their clothes, you put on their clothes for them. And if they can't eat, you feed them with a spoon. Right? What's a good parent for the other child? If they have to put on their shoes, you teach them how to put on shoes and you tell them, I'm not putting on any shoes. Your shoes are over there. Go get your shoes. And then eventually the child learns how to put on the shoes themselves. Mm-hmm. Put the food in front of them. And child, I can't eat. Well, here's a spoon. Figure it out. Well, what do you mean? The other kid, you're feeding in his mouth. So you're giving straight to the other kid. And me, you're making it me take with spoon. Plus epis. Right? So pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Umas Ha'olam, the Umas Ha'olam are kulei guf. They live kulei b'hai alma. Any ruchnias that they have is not really going to express itself in the guf. It's going to be outside the guf. That's why the goyim, the guf is a guf. It's no shaktis to a ruchnias to a guf. Even any ruchnias they have is outside the guf. So anyone that has ruchnias, so they disconnect with the guf and go with the ruchnias. There's no connection between the ruchnias and the gashmias. Ruchnias is like an outside hashpa that comes in. Why? Because they can't be mekabelet. They can't be mekabelet and do something with it. So they have hashpa min hashamayim and it stays min hashamayim. So Hashem gives them a neshama. Hashem gives them some sort of tfisa on ruchnias. But you can't really be shy to what they have behind Alma. So they get from Shemayim, but it stays in Shemayim. They can never bring it down B'chai Alma, B'chval. Mashenkin, Klal Yisrael, they're like the Nekeva, they're like the child, because Rav gives them the Hashpa, and the Hashpa, which is the Ruchnius, can come into this world and become an Eretz Dik Hashpa, and still have a taint of Ruchnius, and still remain as Ruchnius Dik Hashpa. Klal Yisrael can take the Hashpa into the Eretz, and make it, and keep it as a Ruchnius Dik Hashpa.
Take it and grow with it.
And grow with it and create something from it and make it something, make it more Ruchnius from it. That's the Midah of Malchus. The Midah of Malchus of Kadosh Baruch Hu is how the entire Hashpa that Hashem has in the Ruchnius of Kavel expresses itself by Hayal.
Okay, and the Mulan, what's it great?
So, Mimila, Klal Yisrael, the Umos Olam is like the Chamo. It's over there and it's, that's it. It's before it got expressed itself into anything. So the sun is the sun, it's an independent thing, and they're minded to the sun, but they're not able to channel and capture it. The moon does what? The moon captures the sun's hashpa and expresses it its way. So the moon is the koyach to capture the hashpa and then re-give it and re-express it in a different way. Because the moon shines off, the moon is the nekeva. So the Klal Yisrael accepts the Hashpa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on themselves and shines out on their own. So the fact that I could point to the sun and say, hey, there's light over there, Kavaldik, so there's light there. Ich bin a shegetz, but I said there's light over there. What does the moon do? The moon says, give me the light and I'll shine it for myself. So that's the Kayak of Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael is Maina Lelavana and Umas Olam are Maina from the Chamo. The Klal Yisrael, the Umas Olam can have a Shaychus to Torah Shebekhtav. They all believe in the Testament, Old Testament, whatever. Why? Because that's the Hashpa as is. It's right here. Okay, look, there's a Torah there. The Torah Shebekhtav has to become part of the person. The person expresses the Torah Shebekhtav and brings it out more and more, and they grow on it. The Torah Shebekhtav accepts the Torah Shebekhtav. And it brings it down even further, even more. So the Klal Yisrael has a Shaychus to Torah Shebaal-Peh. A Goy has no Shaychus to Torah Shebaal-Peh unless he's in Korea or something. So there's no Torah Shebaal-Peh in a Goy. Because the Goy can't accept the Ashba from the Torah Shebaal-Peh and do anything with it. They could look at it as an independent book. Okay, there it is. Look at it. Keep it in your drawer. Don't ever take it out. But you know it's in the drawer, right? But the Klal Yisrael, like the Beis Halevi says, that the cloth of the Torah Shebaal Peh is the neshama of the tzaddik, and the diyoy of the Torah Shebaal Peh is the mishnayis, is the Torah that he knows. Mashenkin, the cloth of the Torah, there's a cloth, right? So Mimela, that's what he says. This is a very deep account. These are very deep concepts that, you know, are very pretty fundamental.
They've created stuff.
Not Ruchniistic stuff.
They thought it was Ruchniist. I don't know. They create a whole religions.
What does the real mean when you say
Ruchniist?
Like,
generally speaking, like someone told me once, I remember still as a Bachar. And I went to, I visited this from my sister was close to him. I don't know exactly. He was a Rebbe in Or Samech. And I remember his name. I actually do remember his name, but whatever. So he said, I just remembered it. So he said, I still remember what he said. He said, do you think that the Egyptians were such shoytim that they worshipped the sheep? So he said, no, they're genius. They get to have a God and doesn't tell them what to do. So the ruchnius that they have is just to express their gashmius vayter. It's just to justify their gashmius. It doesn't tell them anything. So the point is, where does this come into the pasuk? Pasuk is that the shaychus of a goy is the reach. Whereas the shaychus of the yid is meruas in tam, not reach. Reach, you experience it from the outside. It's over there, and I smell it here.
It's
and fakir, it's further away, And the food stays over there, and I'm experiencing it through Reach. So the Reach Shmanecha Toivim, that's what excites the Alamos. What excites Umas Ha'ilam is Reach. Reach, there's something over there sitting there, and it gives off some flavor, and you can get a breckle of it, but it's always going to remain there. It's always going to remain there. Also, that means that it's much less specific. At the end of the day, Reach, you can't clearly identify what it is. When you taste something, you can identify much better what it is. The Shaykhis with Umas Ha'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Merumas and Reach. They get excited from the Reach Shmanecha. Klai Yisrael, they're going to get excited from the Tam, from bringing it into themselves and then experiencing it that way. That's will be Mamshech, exactly the rest of the Moshel over here, the Chilkt in Klai Yisrael and Umasam. But this is the Aschola of the Vart in this Pasuk, okay? It's Mamsh. Tifa Zachin.
Okay,
yeah. Recha Milsa.
Yeah.
Okay, Shkarach HaBaisa, I hope we didn't lose you over here.
So every prospect is its own world. Is there a flow?